Next case is the University of Maryland Biotechnology Institute versus Presense Precision Sentencing, 2016-2745. Mr. Vasquez.
May it please the Court, good morning. Rene Vasquez for the Appellant University of Maryland Biotechnology Institute. At the outset, I would like to emphasize a crucial aspect of the legal system that I think must be taken into account in an obviousness analysis, and that is the core concept and principle of operation of the legal system is the exact opposite of the core concept and principle of operation of the claim system. Specifically, the 532 patent claims a system for the in situ, non-invasive monitoring of multiple cell culture parameters without having to take samples from the cell culture to a remote sensing system in order to perform measurements.
Would it make a difference if we started with Bambo as a primary reference and then determined whether there'd be a motivation to combine that with Weigel?
Your Honor, I don't...
Are you recognizing this difference in structure?
I don't think so, Your Honor. And the reason is the Bambo system, in fact, you know, what I'd like, you know, with regards to Bambo, the examiner had this to say about BAMBOT, and it's in appendix page 388. He said, quote, there is no teaching of simultaneous monitoring in a single spinner flask of at least two parameters using at least one individual detector, light source, and sensor for each parameter. Even if it could be implied from BAMBOT that several different parameters could be monitored in a single bioreactor, there is no clear teaching of how a light source, sensor, and detector would be arranged to meet the claimed invention. Now, if you're looking at BAMBOT as a primary, and now you look at Weigel, well, what would a person of ordinary skill in the art do when they look at Weigel? Well, the first thing they'll notice is that this is a system that is diametrically opposed in terms of their principle of operation. Instead of monitoring soil culture parameters using sensors that are actually in the cultivation vessel, they are placing those sensors outside of the container that holds the solution that they're measuring. What does that mean? Well, again, you have to draw samples from the container to the sensors. Now, and this is a crucial point. The system in Weigel wasn't chosen randomly. They didn't just say, okay, we're going to do this remote sensing configuration just because, you know, we could have put the sensors inside, but we're going to do this remote sensing configuration. A careful read of Weigel sheds some light into why it is that they first have this remote configuration where you have to draw samples to the flow-through cell, but also, and critically, each flow-through cell has one sensing membrane for either pH, CO2, or oxygen.
Right, but the real point that they draw from Weigel is the concept of multiple sensors, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right, and Weigel predates BAMBOT or BAMBO, however you pronounce it, by 10 years.
Yes, Your Honor. But the analysis doesn't end there. And you have to look at the reference as a whole. And the reference as a whole, Weigel, teaches that you have isolated sensors for pH, CO2, and oxygen. Each of these little flow-through cells is one sensor, one detector. I'm sorry.
You have disparate references. They don't necessarily teach exactly the same thing. So the question is there a reason that you would put them together?
There is. And actually, Your Honor, there's a reason that you would not. And the reason is, and Weigel states it, he says, first of all, the CO2 sensor has to be replaced after every measurement because it's
so
got...
That's your teaching away is limited to the CO2 sensor problem?
Well, it's not just a CO2 sensor. The Weigel also teaches that the oxygen sensor has to be recalibrated once a day. When you recalibrate the oxygen sensor, what you have to do is introduce gas with a known amount of oxygen into the sensor so that you can and then measure what the output is to see if it's measuring the
correct. Then you have BAMBOT where they're able to overcome the need to replace the CO2 sensor, right?
Well, Your Honor, and this is exactly the point that I was trying to make. The reason that Weigel puts their sensors outside and only uses one sensor in each flow-through cell is that when that one sensor fails, they can replace it without contaminating the cell culture and without possibly contaminating or damaging other sensors if they had put more than one sensor in a flow-through cell. Now, if you take that concept and say, oh, well, just take Weigel, put multiple sensors in the BAMBOT spinner flask, it goes completely against the problem that Weigel was trying to solve, which is if one of those sensors fail, you're going to have to go into the cell culture to replace it in BAMBOT, whereas in Weigel, which means you'll have to start over, you know, with the cell culture.
But there are many circumstances in which the prior art is trying to solve a different problem than the current patent or current proposed patent, and that doesn't mean that the prior art's not relevant and that there aren't some teachings that can be gleaned from the prior art. You don't have to have the same problem that you're trying to solve.
You're absolutely right, Your Honor. My point is that I don't think it's sufficient to cherry-pick elements from references and insert them without looking at the overall teachings of the references. And the key, again, is I'm a person of ordinary skill in the art. I've got a system in BAMBOT with a single sensor for monitoring a single parameter. And I look to Weigel, and everything about Weigel tells me don't put multiple sensors in a single cultivation vessel. And they're clear about why that is. And so
when you presented this argument to the board, you focused on the fact that Weigel is a really totally different system, and if you try to squeeze it into BAMBOT or BAMBO, that you would be basically messing up the way it's supposed to work. But I never saw you actually argue to the board that the problem is whether one of skill in the art would have had a motivation to combine the two references. Did you ever make the argument in that way? And it doesn't seem to be made in that way in the briefs here.
Your Honor, I think, if I may.
Okay.
And incidentally, during the break, Weigel is from Austria. I assume it must be Weigel.
Weigel?
It must be German.
Okay. And how about BAMBOT?
No opinion. My law clerk said BAMBO.
Okay, that's what I said. But I mean, this guy probably isn't affiliated with him.
Do you want to continue?
Yes, Your Honor. In terms of the specific motivation to combine, what we did say was that someone looking at Weigel, a person of skill in the art looking at Weigel, would be directed down a path that's completely divergent from the path that the patentee took, which, in effect, Your Honor, I would argue goes to exactly that, a motivation to combine.
Anything further?
No, I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I do have a question. You make this distinction between invasive versus non-invasive nature of BAMBOT. And I don't really understand how that relates to the actual claims of the patent. Is there anything in the claims of the patent that make that distinction?
Well, the claims call for the sensors being embedded in the cultivation vessel. And by non-invasive, what that means is that you can now monitor the parameters by shining light on the sensors. You don't need to continually insert a probe to measure these parameters.
So where in the claims is that distinction meaningful?
Well, when the claim element that requires that the sensors be placed in the inside the cultivation vessel, on the cultivation vessel wall, and that it is in contact with the culture medium. Those claim limitations in effect, result in a system that allows you to monitor these parameters without, you know, because these are optical chemical sensors that can be interrogated with light from the outside.
Okay, one last question. I don't see any separate reasons for patentability offered with respect to the independent claims. Is that correct? I mean, the dependent claims.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
I would like to reserve the remainder of my time.
We will do that, Mr. Vasquez. Mr. Culver.
May it please the Court. Good morning. I am Michael Culver for the appellee, Presens Precision Sensing. I want to make two broad points and illustrate those with two examples. The two broad points are related. The first point is that appellant is ignoring what the board said. And the second point is that appellant is ignoring the Bambot reference. The first point is that the board's decision is in the appendix at pages A20 through 24. When you read through appellant's brief, you see no citation to that portion discussing obviousness. And I'm not talking about a technical flaw of failure to cite a page.
The board's opinion does talk about obviousness, and it talks about the references, but their conclusion as to why you would put the references together is one paragraph from which they quote the examiner. That's it.
Correct, and they also...
They never mention the word motivation to combine. They never do a motivation to combine analysis.
Right.
Shouldn't that be a problem under In Re Nuvasive?
If it was, appellant didn't argue it, as you mentioned in your question. Appellant failed to argue that there was a motivation problem in the opening brief or in reply.
Would we be concerned about the board reaching an obviousness conclusion without following the law?
I think they expanded on that at the rehearing, but the idea is that both references taught multiple sensors measuring different parameters, and Bambo, I have to change my pronunciation, Bambo teaches put the sensor in the cultivation vessel. So the board, adopting the examiner's reasoning, was that a person of ordinary skill would be highly interested in measuring different analytes, different parameters. So it would have made sense to check for, as the claim calls for, at least two of the analytes, or using at least two sensors. And that is the nature of obviousness for the board. I say that because the appellant prefers to argue anticipation. All the cites in the brief are to what the examiner or the board said with respect to anticipation. And appellant is looking for, when combining the two references, appellant is still looking for it to disclose every single element. But that's not the nature of obviousness.
What's your response to the argument that, given the board's own findings with respect to what Weigel teaches and how it operates, that modifying it to obtain the claimed invention would actually be completely inconsistent with how it operates?
Yeah, I don't think that's what the board said at all. If you look at what the board said in those pages on obviousness.
They didn't say the last, but they certainly said the first about how it operates. They made findings about how it operates.
Yes, but when they made the determination of obviousness, they relied heavily on Bambo. I mean, Bambo is the star of the show, so to speak. Findings of fact 8 through 14, they only had a limited borrowing from Weigel. But appellant tends to characterize this argument as Weigel is the primary reference. How do you modify it in view of Bambo? But that's not the way the board worked. The board repeatedly said it's both references in combination. And if you look at the findings of fact that covered most of what the board did, it all comes from Bambo. This is not a question of how to modify Weigel. They took a limited teaching from Weigel, that is, that you can use multiple sensors.
Where does the board's decision satisfy the requirement in KSR that the motivation to combine analysis must be made explicit?
From the examiner's statement would be the best way that the board explained it. And what the person of ordinary skill faces is, as I said, all these parameters, these analytes are important. it would have been obvious to choose to test more than one analyte at a time within the same vessel.
And you're relying on what, common sense, or was there testimony from one of skill in the art that it would have been?
No, there was no testimony. Relying on the board's reasoning that...
Point to me the words.
I don't think there's any explicit words other than what the board said in quoting the examiner. What they said was a well-reasoned statement. And the conclusion right at the very last portion of the request for rehearing where they cited KSR, that this problem, one of ordinary skill, would have looked to solve what was an ordinary problem. How do we get more information out of these cultivation vessels? I don't think the board took it any further than that. I don't think it was necessary to go from one sensor to two sensors when you've already shown that multiple sensors from Weigel can be used.
What about the problem with respect to the CO2 sensor having to been being replaced after each use in Weigel?
Yeah. Yes, the board answered that twice in the initial decision and in the rehearing. The board specifically said Weigel does not teach away from the patent invention. It said, look at Bambo and Weigel. And from Bambo, you would use the CO2 sensor instead of the problems that Weigel acknowledged. Weigel acknowledged that the CO2 sensor was not robust and therefore needed frequent replacement. If you look at the Bambo, I think that's pages 129 to 130, Bambo starts out discussing the problems with CO2 sensors, essentially acknowledging what Weigel said, but then Bambo goes on to say these new sensors, these chemical sensors, and he cites a reference, I believe it's Mills et al. In the endnotes, saying this is a new type of sensor and it works better. So in that sense, Bambo had solved the problem, and that's what the board believed was effective. Well, I mean, appellant spends a great deal of time talking about the problems with the CO2 sensor, and then launches a whole host of arguments. But the board's answer was twice the same. Just take the CO2 sensor from the Bambo reference. It works. Excuse me. On this point of invasive and non-invasive, if you look at the patent itself, it calls for the sensors to be in contact with the cultivation vessel and for the sensors to be in contact with the culture cell. So the concept of invasive and invasive doesn't really apply. This concept comes up with respect to the Bambo reference of figure 4, which is a blood oxygen oximeter that showed multiple sensors. That is where appellant argues that it is invasive. But that's comparing apples and oranges. The oximeter is a piece of medical technology for your body. So obviously there's a medical definition. Is it invasive or non-invasive? But that doesn't apply to this patent. If you actually, what appellant does in his brief, he argues that by invasive, appellant means taking away a sample. That's specifically argued in the brief, because he uses that with Weigel. But if you look at the oximeter disclosed in figure 4 of Bambo, it does not take away a sample. I mean, it would be easy to understand taking a blood sample in a vial and testing it. Instead, all three sensors are placed directly in the bloodstream, and there's no sample being taken. So in that sense, the oximeter is non-invasive, the same way as appellant characterizes the invention as non-invasive. Both the same concept. And that is why the board, in finding of fact 14, took those two consecutive sentences from Bambo. First sentence says, here's what figure 4 tells us. And the second sentence said that similar concepts are applicable to bioreactor monitoring, period. So the reference clearly disclosed that that concept was applicable to bioreactors. Now, the inventor of this patent, Mr. Rao, R-A-O, he's a joint author of the Bambo reference. he, the inventor, more than most people, would have appreciated what it meant putting those two sentences in direct conjunction. And then, you know, to draw the conclusion that this oximeter was applicable to bioreactors. So I think when appellant tries to argue against that now, that's just some post facto rationalization. It contradicts what the inventor said in an article published 5 years before the patent application was filed.
The co-author with Bambo is the inventor, Rao.
Yes. Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's why it makes the board's reasoning makes even more sense. The appellant's argument is just a contradiction of what the inventor said. That's why it doesn't hang together. Generally, let's see, appellant characterizes the Bambo reference as rudimentary and generalized. It's actually a very good reference because it collects together the state of the art, talking about advances in the past year in that technology. So in that sense, it's useful for understanding what the person of ordinary skill in the art would have understood. So I think that's why perhaps the board relied so heavily on the Bambo reference to take the multiple fact findings from it. There's almost no discussion of the Bambo reference in appellant's brief. It's briefly there at pages 17 to 19, which is more of a description of what it is. And this argument, as I just mentioned, about invasive, non-invasive. But for the rest of the opening brief, for instance, most of the pages are devoted to Weigel, but the board went the other way. They relied heavily on Bambo. And that's what appellant seems to be missing, is grappling with what the board really did in the determination of obviousness. Excuse me.
Anything further?
No, I'd be pleased to answer questions.
No one ever loses a case for not using up all of his time.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Vasquez has some rebuttal time. Almost 5 minutes.
Yes, I'd like to address Appellee's comments with regards to the CO2 sensor. It's kind of missing the larger point. And the larger point is that the configuration of Weigel is tailored to take into account the possibility of a failure in a sensor. Now, in this particular case, we're talking about the CO2 sensor possibly failing, well, not possibly, that you had to replace it every day, the oxygen sensor needing recalibration. Any sensor can fail at any given time. I mean, that's just the nature of mechanical devices, right? And so it's informative to know what these bioreactors are used for. One of the uses for these bioreactors is for manufacturing of drugs. The cells that you cultivate in the bioreactor secrete the drugs that you're making. And in this sense, the culture conditions are critical. You have to monitor them closely. You have to control them closely. And this is why it is critical as to whether or not you have to go into that cell culture to replace a failed sensor.
But is lack of contamination a claim step?
It's not an explicit claim step, but it naturally flows from the claim limitations of at least two sensors on a cultivation vessel wall, such that when the culture medium is in there, it's in contact with those sensors. That necessarily means now that with those optical chemical sensors, you can interrogate them without physically having to go in with a probe. Now, admittedly, the Weigel system is a very robust system for taking care of the problem that they themselves identified, which is we don't want to have to interrupt that cell culture. That cell culture's been going for 2 days out of 7 days. Oh, gosh, a sensor failed. Now I got to start all over because I've got to replace the sensor. In WEGL, you don't have to do that. Each individual flow-through cell is isolated from the cell culture with valves. You can replace the sensor and keep going on your way. That is a key difference, completely the opposite of how Bambo and the claimed invention operates. With regards to the blood gas instrument in Bambo, that statement that these principles could be applied to bioreactors can mean anything. What it means in this case, if you look at the blood gas instrument, one excitation source is used for all three sensors. One detector and a multiplexer is used for the emission light coming back. You could argue, well, okay, the similar concepts from the blood gas instrument applied to bioreactors would still not give you the claimed invention. You would have three sensors excited by one excitation source and interrogated by one detector and a multiplexer. That's not the claimed invention. So even if you go with that statement and say, okay, let's use similar concepts, it's still not what the claimed invention calls for. Judge O'Malley, with regards to your question for motivation to combine, on page 21 of our appeal brief, we do get into a discussion with regards to submitted that the board and the examiner did not articulate any reasoning with some rational underpinning to support the legal conclusion of obviousness, and implied in that is that motivation to combine, because WEGL is really leading a person of ordinary skill in the art down a completely divergent path from where the patentee went. And that is all I have. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Vasquez. We'll take the case under advisement.